Hey there.
Hey.
I'm here to interview your daughter.
Oh, please, come in. She's okay. Ready in the room.
All right, let's do it. I didn't mean to interrupt your practicing.
It's all good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so happy to be here. 73 questions.
I'm so excited to see you. I've watched so many of these videos. I can't believe you're here. This is so cool.
I've watched so many of your videos.
Oh, thanks.
This is actually happening. All right, let's do it.
This is happening. Okay.
So what do you play right now?
Oh, I was just playing some chord progressions to see if I can come up with any, cool song idea.
It's the next hit.
I didn't really come up with anything good, but...
Okay. Do you have to be in a certain mood to write?
I think there just has to be some kind of inner storm. You gotta be feeling something.
And what is the writing process like?
Well, I usually have my laptop here, and I'll just kind of, like, write a lyric. Let's say I was like, your lips are like pink flowers. And I would write, your lips are like pink flowers, lyrics. And then I would kind of... I'll find, like, all my lyrics, because they're all saved under the lyrics tag. And so then I just have... A bunch of those ideas on my laptop.
Wow, going digitized.
Going digitized, and then I just kind of try and find some chord progression that sounds like what I'm trying to say.
How do you know when a song is finished?
You just know. It's like falling in love. You just know when you love that person, you know? It's like you can feel when the puzzles fit together and it's perfect and you've captured everything. You've painted everything like a, you know, like a perfect picture, and then you can tell when it's off and you need to work more on it.
Do you get more attached to some songs over others?
Absolutely.
Which ones?
On my last album, First Man.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now, based on your tour and your latest album, Romance, you've been thinking a lot about romance. Is that right?
I've always been thinking a lot about romance. Definitely a hopeless romantic. I love love.
Do you think you have to be in love to write good love songs?
Not necessarily, but I think when you're in love, the detail that you get in the songs is just, nobody can make that up in their imagination, you know, the way the person's shirt smelled, the expression on their face, you know, the way the sky looked that night. It's like those details have to come from real life.
Now, speaking of romance, what's the most romantic trait that a guy can have?
Kindness. I'm a sucker for just a kind, good man.
And what's the most romantic thing that was ever been done for you?
A lady never tells.
Aw, you got away from that one. So, Camila, obviously your songs are so personal.
Yeah.
What's the most meaningful song?
I definitely First Man, because it's a song I wrote about my dad, and I remember just crying, writing it, picturing his face the whole day.
And speaking of that song, I saw your performance at the Grammys.
Oh.
You killed it.
Thanks.
And it was so special to see you sing to your dad like that.
Thanks, it felt really special.
Did he have any idea you were going to do that?
He didn't know until the day before. And he was so nervous. We did the red carpet together, and he was, like, literally slapping himself in the face, like, taking deep breaths. My dad is, like, he is not like that. So I was, like, I couldn't believe it.
Sweet.
Oh, my God. He was so nervous. My mom and dad are both really camera shy, so I'm surprised my mom is doing this today.
How nervous were you before singing to him?
I get so nervous before every award show. I get so nervous that after every performance, I get acid reflux so bad that I can't stand up. But honestly, when I saw him sitting there, I was, like, man... Nothing else here really matters but me telling my dad how much I love him in front of everybody. Like, this is about him. This isn't even about me or the Grammys or anything, you know?
Okay, Camila, why don't you tell us why we're here in the English countryside? Tell the audience.
Do you want to know? I am doing a musical remake of Cinderella.
Yes,
you are. Do you actually want to go out there? Because it's really
Let's
beautiful.
Go.
Okay.
Hey, so you're Cinderella. Clearly you're excited. How are you enjoying this?
I'm honestly in love with it. I'm like, I've fallen in love with it. Anybody that knows me knows my absolute dream is to, you know, have to make an inspiration playlist full of Disney songs to get ready for work. I mean, how amazing is that? I want to live in that world all the time.
Well, now that you're living in this world, can you give me your best British accent?
I don't know. What do you think? I mean, I feel like British people would say it's rubbish, but I think I've watched maybe enough Harry Potter to maybe slightly get away with it. I don't know.
Regardless of what the Brits say, I think that sounded amazing.
Thank you. Good thing I'm not doing a British accent in the movie, otherwise I would get in trouble.
Camila, can you tell me something about you that people do not know?
Ooh, I can tell you three things. I don't know why I'm still speaking in a British accent. I actually eat a banana with every single meal. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it's pasta, a sandwich, rice and beans, scrambled eggs, pancakes, pizza. Eat bananas with everything. I can only sleep with socks on because I feel like the boogeyman will lick my feet if not. And I had a tic in the third grade where I couldn't stop flaring my nostrils. And that I have never confessed publicly before.
Well, I haven't noticed. Don't worry.
Oh, well, I don't do it anymore.
Okay, can you tell me something not about you that a lot of people don't know?
Ooh, I learned this today. Horse asleep, standing up.
Oh, that is so interesting.
Crazy,
okay.
Right?
Let's go outside.
Let's go out there. After you.
Thank you.